Book of Isaiah, 40th chapter. Enjoyed the trip down this morning. All the way on Highway 19 from Love Lady to Trinity. His Indian paintbrush. I guess you can still call them Indian, can't you?
Yeah.
Indian paintbrushes. Just thick all the way. A few other little yellow flowers mixed in with them. I don't know what you call them, they're pretty. So it gives me excuse, too, not to mow out on the road in front of my house. Save wildflowers. Said, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. We're just singing that song while going. It goes right along with what we'll have this morning. What comfort. Their warfare is accomplished. I think it even means at the cross, it is finished. It's done. As far as you and I are concerned, it's an ongoing thing. But as far as the Lord is concerned, all things are always finished. Yeah. Accomplished in her iniquity, Jerusalem's iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Judgment has come, and it's been satisfied. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Now, the Lord didn't need any highway built for him. It's just kind of a figure of speech. He's coming. And the road is going to be ready. It'd be finished also. Way. The way. John come crying in the wilderness, making the way straight, preparing the way for the Lord's arrival, preaching what? Good message. A message that's pleasant, a message that's comforting. The Lord, does all things well. Doesn't leave anything undone. It's always exact. Prepare ye the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. It's not teaching literally here, but it's just all going to level out. It's going to be level in the Lord. He talks about coming with a straight line. It's got to be plumb and true. You know, you builders, you know about all that. It's got to be built to the line. The path has got to be straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The good news. Good news coming. That's what John came. Bring the good news. And all flesh shall see it together. Kind of what we was talking about the other day. None's going to miss it. Every eye shall see and every ear will hear. Have they not heard? Have they not seen? Surely they have. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. Seemed to be an urgency here. And when I first read all this, I thinking about Israel, the old Israel, being in bondage, trapped, they needed a little comfort. But I think more than that, it was for the church, for you and I today. I think the prophecy here was pointing to us, the people of God. When we began, he said, called them his people. Speak to my people. Isn't it good that we be called the people of God? He is our God. It's him that we've waited for. It's him that we've looked for. And now he's our Father. He deals with us in that same way. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grace. And all the goodliness thereof is as a flower of the field. I think here we could apply this, teach us to number our days. We need to know that. When you about, I'm just kind of looking back at me. When I was about 18 to 30, I was about bulletproof. I'm sure you felt the same thing. You're young and tough. But it didn't take all that long until the time has passed and you're beginning to cut back and think, maybe I need some help. Things are taken away from you. Well, Donnie is back certainly this morning. So that's the way it is. But we need to be careful to not have any confidence in ourselves. Teach us to number our days that we might call upon the Lord. Long as you're bulletproof, you don't need any help.
Right.
When you get a little older, you figure out the days are short. They come fast and quick. It's soon over. Boy, I look back, I wonder where in the world them 85 years ago. It's over so quick that you don't know it happened. So we need to number our days and be careful that we use them in a manner that would be pleasing unto the Lord. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, even the best flower, the best one out there, fades. It's gone away. Soon leaves. But comfort comes in numbering our days and looking unto the Lord for our help and our guidance and our well-being day by day. We live in perilous times, even now. So we look then unto the Lord for the best of us is gone, and the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. What comfort. That is comfort, isn't it? We're comforted in the things of God, in the assurance that God gives us all through his word. Comfort. Even though we're in troubled times, there's still comfort in the Lord. We can look at him and rest assured that all things will be done for our sake. When I say our sake, I'm talking about the church of the living God. For their sake, for our sake. it all be done according to the will and the promise of God. In 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, no, that's not right. I won't go to the first chapter. Verse 2, it said, "Be ye, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." So how do we comfort? By the knowledge of the comfort of God. How can you comfort one another if you don't know, if you hadn't felt? If you don't know the feelings of the persons, you got to have gone through some tribulation yourself. If you understand the tribulation that others are going through, we need to understand that. We must, you understand the scripture teaches, we must go through tribulation. And it's not something that's going to happen. Tribulation is always present. In good times and bad, tribulation is always about us. So we look then to the other to bring him comfort because we suffer tribulation also. But how are we going to comfort them? Tell them, look unto the Lord. That's good news. He's come. And all things in him are finished. And we look unto him for all things. Who comforteth us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Have you suffered with him? Do you suffer with him? Do you understand the suffering of Christ? In our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual. This word effectual is a powerful little word. It has an effect, always has an effect, cause and effect. The effectual, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation. He didn't stop there. And salvation is finished. And your salvation and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye also of the consolation. There's consolation in it. Christ suffered for our sake, gave of himself for our sake. What consolation, what comfort that we can find in his giving himself for us, his people. the church. He's looking out after us. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Verse 1, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What consolation, what comfort. We're free. I've told you before about the mercy seat. The law was placed in the mercy seat and sealed with the seat of mercy. For the people of God, we have to qualify that always. It's for the church, for the people of God. It's sealed off. It has no more effect. No more death. No more sting of death. We're speaking now of the second death. We're all going to die. It's ordained that every man wants to die, and after that, judgment. But there's no second death for the people of God. They've entered in to the most holy place where there's life. Life, consolation, and comfort. Always being comforted by the good news, word of God, the preaching of the gospel. That's what it was brought for, comfort of people. It's good news. The good news of it is the Lord Jesus Christ has come and gave himself for us. Back in the 5th chapter then of Romans also. Verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life, therefore being justified by faith. We have peace with God, and that is life. That's living. It turned us loose, set us free, free from the law of sin and death. Doesn't have any more power over us. Came up on all men under justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, and so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Now this is pure grace. Pure grace has come. Moreover, the law entered that offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. What comfort. What comfort. Sin had no power over us because grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. I always like him when he puts it like this, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, anointed unto comforting his people. always bringing comfort. So may we always look unto Him and be comforted in Him and find rest in Him. Teresa said she worked so hard she couldn't rest. But, you know, there's excess in all things. Rest better tonight, maybe. It'll finally pay off.
I'll try to keep her off the pile today.
Yeah. In Romans, the 12th chapter. I guess in verse 9, there is a following on. And doing the things that the Lord would have us to do. And causes us to knit together to comfort one another. In verse 9, he said, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Isn't that comforting? That we could love one another that like that, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I was talking about that tribulation. They make a lot of deal out of the great tribulation. I'm quite sure things are going to get worse and worse. But make no mistake about tribulation started when man disobeyed God. And there's been great tribulation ever since that day. And I think we see it more and more in our day. Maybe I'm just getting older. But it's getting worse and worse, I do believe. Everywhere I look, hear every day of some woman throwing her baby in a dumpster. No natural affection. Just on and on. Every day you hear something, you think, I have heard everything, man. And then the next day it gets worse. Tribulation. Patient. In tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. We've got sickness among us now. And I hear of all the pain and things and constant retrying to fix things in all the pain and the suffering, and my heart does weep for them. It's made soft for all that. Especially for some young person, I feel for them because they hadn't experienced the things yet that you and I probably have experienced. We can take a little more pain. But we also have the knowledge that God is in all things. He doeth all things well, even though they come upon us. Tribulation, I go back and think of that often. Tribulation. Be patient. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. He's going to take care of it. Be of same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Yes. Lord, take care of that, didn't you? Vengeance is mine, saith Lord. All we did do is be patient. Provide things honest in sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Righteousness. That's what it's all about, righteousness. Live righteously in the Lord. Be patient. Wait upon him. He'll see you through. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I guess verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, this is just some more assurance. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. No conscience get in your way. And our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And then some folks don't like to go to church. It's one of the most important things we can do. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That's what we were just talking about. We look about us, and I'm sure our days are numbered. We are in the last time, in the last days. They begin with Christ coming. We begin the last days. And we certainly are further along now than when he comes. Many, many years along. So we now are at the stage we need to be looking, for it's coming more than ever before, and we need to assemble ourselves together. We might study of him, that we might be comforted, knowing that he's coming to receive his people unto himself. And he said, it is finished. It's as sure as if it was already finished. He's coming. to get his people. So be comforted in that.